All right. Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. This episode is brought to you by The Stove, celebrating its 50th anniversary in Mammoth Lakes. If you haven't eaten there, go eat there now. It's a really special experience. But first, let's hear from our series sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
All right. It's September. That means it's National Preparedness Month. The United States observes National Preparedness Month each September to raise awareness about the importance of being prepared for disasters and emergencies that could happen at any time. The theme, Take Control in 1, 2, 3, it focuses on preparing older adults for disasters. Huh, nifty. This is great. All right, and looks like there's going to be a mosquito fogging event on 9/12/2023, and it's going to be also on Wednesday at 9/13/2023. It'll be from 4:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m., so if you're out running or doing whatever you would do at that hour, I'll be asleep. Well, hopefully. I didn't sleep so well last night. It'll be on the east side of Bishop on 9/12/2023, and then it's going to be on Round Valley and Mill Pond on Wednesday, 9/13/2023. It'll be truck-mounted fogging equipment, just like last time. Also, if you have any info on these crazy mosquitoes, I can't even get out of my car sometimes, please report any mosquito problems to the Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program by calling 760-873-7853. All right, now, the Death Valley Natural History Association is requesting your help. The Death Valley Natural History Association vision is to not just preserve the treasures of Death Valley National Park and Ash Meadows National Wildlife Refuge, but to light a fire of passion in every heart that comes across their wonders. But the recent destruction brought by Hurricane Hillary has cast a dark cloud over the vibrant mission. The sudden Forgiving floods have caused our operations to come to a standstill. Our cherished bookstore has closed its doors, and many educational programs will indefinitely be postponed. So basically right now, the Death Valley National History Association has postponed their programs indefinitely, and all of their resources and volunteers are permanently on leave. If you want to help the program, the Death Valley National Park Association, go ahead and navigate to Eastern Sierra Now, and there's a link to donate. And I suggest you do. All right, and it's Latin Heritage Month. Let's celebrate September 15th, 2023, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. There'll be a DJ, arts and crafts, free food, and resource information. This is going to be at Mammoth Middle School, MPR. So we've touched on this. The Eastern Sierra Council of Governments, ESCOG, is applying for a state reconnecting communities, highways to boulevards, pilot program to fund the reclaiming the US 395 Main Street. The project includes all US 395 communities in Inyo and Mono counties. The grant program was established to help address the historical harm of the expressway design approach to highway main streets, as experienced by small communities and towns like ours. So they're applying for that. If it goes through, we're going to have some definite changes to Main Street and possibly less traffic. I don't know if you tried to take a left on Main Street recently, but it's really hard. And in some heavy news, the Northern Inyo Health District faces additional reductions, cites more changes to come. According to Stephen DeRossi, NIHD's chief financial officer and interim chief executive officer, these reductions follow careful consideration and are driven by a commitment to sustainable patient care for Northern Inyo communities. These decisions are not made lightly, but are unfortunately necessary for our future. This is unfortunately happening with a lot of our health districts and a lot of our medical care systems. They are having trouble fiscally and financially because it's not equal to the need of medical care. This move seems to be in the right direction of sustainability, according to DeRossi. And all right, in Bishop, we have the Eastern Sierra Mountain Film Festival announcing October 4th through 7th. It's going to be environmental and mountain culture films on the festival circuit. It'll be at the Bishop Twin Theater. That's 237 Main Street, Bishop. You can't really miss it if you go down Main Street. There's a big, awesome neon sign. It's also going to be at the Edison Theater, 100 College Parkway, Mammoth Lakes. You can go to Eastern Sierra now to get the link for the tickets. They are on sale now. All right. I have to apologize about my weather report on Friday. It was completely wrong and ended up raining all weekend. I want to thank The Stove for sponsoring this episode and High Point Solar and Astorga's Mexican Restaurant for sponsoring this series. I encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app for 6 times as many content as I cover here. I enjoy doing the news, Eastern Sierra citizens. Byron out.